Now turn to section 4. Section 4. You will hear part of a biology lecture on the emperor penguin. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning and welcome to this lecture on the emperor penguin. Penguins in general are flightless birds, perfectly designed for the marine environment. They are excellent swimmers with a torpedo-shaped body, feet and tail that act as a rudder, and flippers that act as propellers. A waterproof coat of feathers with an underlayer of woolly down plus a fat layer protects them against the cold. Penguins eat mainly small fish and krill. In turn, penguins become food for other marine animals, namely leopard seals and killer whales. On land, their main predators are skuas and sheathbills, which are both carnivorous birds that take both eggs and chicks. There is still debate about the classification of some penguins, and depending on which authority is followed, there are 17 and perhaps up to 20 species of penguin. Four of these species live and nest on and around the Antarctic continent, and the rest are found in subantarctic regions. The largest of the penguin species, the emperor, grows up to 1.15 meters tall and weighs up to 40 kilograms. They are very deep divers, often diving to about 250 meters, with dives lasting on average 3 to 6 minutes. Their menu is varied and includes fish, krill, and squid. A truly hardy animal, the emperor penguin is the only warm-blooded animal that breeds during the Antarctic winter, surviving blizzards, darkness and wind chill equivalent to temperatures as low as minus 60 degrees Celsius. Every year around late March, adult emperor penguins leave the pack ice and may walk up to 200 kilometers over its frozen surface to their breeding sites. They require stable, long-lasting, fast ice on which to breed. In May or June, the females lay one egg, and then make the long walk back to open water, eating again for the first time in about 2 months. In the meantime, the egg is kept on the feet of the father, protected under the layers of feathers and fat of its abdomen. During the next 2 months, the father fasts while keeping watch until its chick hatches. Miraculously, at that time, the mother returns with food. By that time of year, July to August, food can then be obtained more easily, because adjacent ocean areas have been swept free of sea ice by strong winds. Two of the most northern emperor penguin populations are located at Point Geologie Adélieland and Dion Island, located on the northwestern Antarctic Peninsula. In this warmer part of Antarctica, both emperor penguin populations have declined over recent decades. At Point Geologie, the population has declined by about 50% over the past 50 years. High mortality occurred during the late 1970s, the cause of which is not yet known, and the population has not recovered since. The decrease in the Dion Island colony was brought about by large-scale disappearance of sea ice in that region. The emperor penguin's main predator is the leopard seal. The leopard seal lives in the ocean and waits until some emperor penguins enter the water and then eats the weakest one. Also, some birds eat the eggs and the chicks when they are about a month old. Furthermore, emperor penguins face threats from overfishing and rising temperatures. The overfishing is killing most of the emperor penguin's food source. Climate change has caused profound changes in the Antarctic ecosystem and impacts the emperor penguins in diverse ways, such as causing ice shelves to collapse and icebergs to calve. A recent report claims that under 2 degrees Celsius global warming will lead to a decrease in sea ice thickness and an increase in open water area. This will severely challenge around 40% of the emperor penguin population in terms of finding satisfactory nesting areas. The report goes on to say that because of this, emperor penguins will lose 20% of their number in the next 10 years. The report also calls for emperor penguins to be put on the endangered animals list. global warming can paradoxically cause more and less ice at different times of year. Too much ice can mean that the female has much further to travel to begin to feed following the birth, and much further therefore to return to bring the food to the hatched chick and waiting father. Too little ice can mean that the breeding platforms can be scarcer or break up earlier before the chicks are ready. The report hopes that emperor penguins may adapt to the changing conditions by climbing onto land or higher, safer ice, but at this point, this is only conjecture. A final threat is that the king penguin may also easily displace the emperor penguin because of its extended breeding season, which allows it to exist in areas with lower food availability.